I cannot eat peanut butter anymore.
Oh. But
voice warm-ups. Voice warm-ups. Sleepy Snow White sucks 7 sausages. Sleepy Snow White sucks 7 sausages. Sleepy Snow White sucks 7 sausages.
Damn.
Hey, welcome to the ROTFL podcast.
He doesn't even know how to do this intro, guys. I was gonna wait it out to see if he can fucking pull this off. Seemingly, that's all he knows is the name of our podcast, which is actually a step up from where he was previously.
For sure, a step up. Hey, your wavelengths are way bigger than mine, bro.
Well, you know, that's what she said. You know, that, I mean, I get that all the time. It's some quantum effects, you know. We're all a wave function at the end. But my wave function is bigger than yours. But it's not nothing, you know. People have wave envy, and that's okay.
It's all right, man. Fucking, you know.
Okay, so welcome to the ROTFL podcast. I am your host, Joshua Dark, and with me, as always, is Killa Puke. What's going on, buddy? Before you guys do anything, go ahead and subscribe to our podcast. If you're on Apple Podcasts, please rate and review us. Share it with your friends. Go ahead and become a member at www.rotflpodcast.com. Sign up, check out our blog where all the fucking main chicanery and fuckery goes on.
Another thing, Facebook, man. We got a Facebook page, ROTFL Podcast on Facebook. Look us up if you want to shoot us a message. We'll shoot you one back.
And you know what? Go ahead and do that soon, because I feel like we will be censored very shortly, probably before elections. After elections, we'll be good to go. But it seems like they're censoring everybody on Facebook right now. Yeah. These independent fact checkers. If you are an independent fat checker for fucking Facebook,
fuck yourself.
You can go fuck your fucking mother with your little fucking clitoris you call penis. Fucking piece of shits, because you guys are all liars and full of shit.
Go jump on a fire hydrant, asshole first. How about that?
Fucking kill yourself, because there is nothing you're doing. If you're going to fact check anything, okay, let me just say this. If you're going to fact check anything on Facebook, then you better fact check everything. So when a motherfucker comes out and goes, ooh, I started my exercise program this week. I think I lost 7 pounds, and they're telling their friends, I want you to fact check that. Because if you're not going to fact check that, then don't fact check anything. You see, why are they picking and choosing what they decide to fact check? And that's just, you know.
It's agendas, bro. It's agendas.
It's 100% agendas. When I threw some shit up there about fucking Netflix showing cuties and them being all pedophiles because of it, they fucking said I was spreading false information. And then you better fact check everyone. When someone fucking says they like fucking pit bulls over Yorkies, I want you to fact check that shit.
Oh, hey, speaking of fucking, they're shutting down all kinds of fucking Facebook groups saying that it's, you know, because like they're talking about hunting
we're
pedophiles.
We're spreading hate speech.
Yeah, so we're spreading hate speech. But yet there's a fucking Facebook group that has like little boys fucking doing sex acts called
NAMBLA? Is it the NAMBLA organization? Man Boy Love Association or something?
Yeah. Something like that.
No, that's like cool. That's progressive.
But they're totally cool with that. But you know what I mean? You can't say fucking kill pedophiles. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, we're spreading false information. And they can't righteously. So when they can't actually hit you with the fact check and say flat out this is false information, they just say you're spreading hate speech with and they don't back it up with, okay, here's why your facts are wrong and this is what was actually shit. No, I can actually quote somebody and put that up there and they'll try to spread it like I'm spreading false information. No, you're just trying to keep the narrative alive.
Right.
And not have anything that goes against your narrative out there. So fuck you, fact checkers. Go to a fucking, you know, war-torn West African country and get killed by a fucking warlord. I don't give a fuck. Fuck you. Fuck.
Chopped up by a machete.
Do something.
Yeah. And these fact checkers, by the way, if you want to see like who these people are, just Google or look it up somehow. Go on YouTube. Look up this dude. He's a fucking... He's a man that says he's a woman and a deer. He's a girl deer. He said he identifies
as a female deer. Yeah. A female deer.
Right.
Is his name Doe? Her name Doe? It's probably. Name Doe? They probably. Z's name Doe?
Look it up. These are the kind of weirdos.
These fact-checkers are nobody. They're nobody. They just say they're independent fact-checkers. Like, that's supposed to be like, oh, you don't understand. This was independently fact-checked. Just because a seven-year-old kid is in the fact-checking something, don't make them credible.
right.
It's fucking bullshit. And I would love to see the application process to get hooked up to become one of these fact-checkers. Matter of fact, let's try to look into applying for a fact-checker position and see what goes into it.
Right.
I would like to know how you do that. I know they go through some company that does the fact-checking, and I want to see what it takes.
Well, the company is owned by who? Probably fucking Zuckerfuck.
Zuckerberg? Mm-hmm. I don't fucking know. But you know what? Fuck you guys, dude. And that's just fuck you, fact-checkers. I should be able to post whatever I want, whatever propaganda I want, whatever lies I want. And it just goes to show that they don't trust in people's abilities to think for themselves.
Right.
All you're saying is, hey, everyone who's on this is a fucking idiot. So I'm going to make sure that you know everything.
How stupid you are.
Yeah, because obviously if someone fucking tells you the sky is fucking pink or fucking, you know, neon green, I don't need to be fact checked about that. I can think for myself and go figure it out.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. It's a real, it's like if someone's taking their information from any social media platform and using that as their belief system or philosophical ideology, then you're a fucking idiot.
You're a fucking idiot too. Yeah. You're a fucking
idiot. You're a fucking moron. If you haven't studied history and every single religion and political ideology throughout the world and come through your own ideas and belief system and equated that with how you live your life and your values to the closest belief system you can find. If you haven't done that and you're just going by social media trends, you're a fucking loser. You're a
fucking idiot. Yeah.
You're a waste of life. And when the apocalypse happens, you're the first people we're going after because you guys are fucked.
Yeah. Yeah.
What are you going to do?
And you're probably just
kicking down your door. Are you going to be on Twittering somebody asking for help? Good luck.
Going to try to fight you off with this fucking four-foot fucking dildo.
Yeah, try to cancel me.
I'll when out I'm
kicking
of
down your
I'll,
door, you piece of
I'll,
shit.
All out of breath because all they do is sit on their fucking computer all day.
Sit on a fucking one of them oscillating fucking pneumatic dildos that they sell now that hook up to the wall to some fucking linear actuator and just pump dildo into your ass.
Have you seen those chairs?
Yeah, those things are sick.
Speaking
of rocking chairs, yeah, I should have got
those dildo chairs.
Yeah, that's something to get for your grandma for her birthday, you know? Here's a rocking chair you can sit on the porch with.
Anyway,
those things are hardcore, dude.
Yeah, they're pretty fucking
rough. It'd be fun just to get one and then, like, put, like, a blanket over it or something.
Have somebody sit on it.
Homie sit on it. Check out my new rocking chair. And he's, like, goes to sit on it and, like, does a little rock and then a dildo right up his ass.
I mean, this is the most comfortable chair ever. Everybody you invite
fucking
over. Dude, you got to try this chair out. It's so comfortable. They jump on it.
He never gets off that chair.
Dick in the ass.
But it should be spring loaded to like really jam up there. We should alter it, not just to swing up there slightly, but like,
or have like a jack in a box. So that way, like they'll have to turn something like a jack in a box and it'll be a surprise when it fucking pops up.
Like it doesn't know if it's going to be 7 ass. Rocks, 10 rocks, 15 rocks, but eventually it's not going to be a rock. It's going to be a cock.
Dick in the the rocking cock.
The rocking cock. That's the greatest name for it. And if they haven't named it that,
hey,
they should.
We just coined that here at ROTFL podcast.
You heard it on 8:30 2020 at 5:22 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We coined the word rocking cock. So don't try to steal that.
Do not.
Fuck. This is the shit. Okay. So besides that, Motel 6, go fuck yourself. Go keep the light on for you. Let me tell you about these pieces of shits real quick. This is all I have for the week, by the way, complaining about this shit. So Motel 6, I fucking go there. I get a fucking spot. Okay. It's as expensive as anywhere else, minus maybe 20, 30 bucks. So I go there and I'm like, okay, whatever. I'm going to suck it up because I'm trying to save a couple bucks. And Motel 6 was never really that bad from what I recall. It was a, it's a big chain. I mean, it's fucking Motel 6 for fuck's sake. They have commercials. It's not the Coach Light or the Diamond Valley Inn or some random Hemacinto fucking motel.
The Vagabond. Actual, yeah, the Vagabond.
Why would you ever name your... Anyways, that's crazy. That's like the transient hotel. They might as well just fucking call it that. But so the Motel 6, you think, okay, this is a chain. They have to live up to some standards, you know, right, or they wouldn't have a franchise.
Right.
You can't just open a McDonald's and decide, okay, well, I'm just not going to put any meat on my burgers because I can't afford it. It's just going to be buns and the special sauce. You got to do the menu, you know? So I go to this Motel 6 and I'm there for fucking 3 hours trying to get onto the Wi-Fi. And finally, I do get on the Wi-Fi, and the first thing it tells me on my computer is, oh, my God, do not sign on to this Wi-Fi. This is an old-ass security standard that you should never sign on to. And my first warning bells go off. Well, first my criminal mind goes off and goes, fuck, this would have been the perfect place to come do some hacking, dude, because obviously their security's fucked, and I could have been on everyone's shit. You know, anyone who ever signed into this, I could just be up there.
Do they even call it a hacker anymore? I thought they changed the name.
Is it more politically correct way to say hacker? Did hackers get offended?
I think so. The hackers got offended, and I think they changed it to something.
Get the fuck out of here!
I don't know. Look into it. We'll look into that.
Oh yeah, we're called Black Hat fucking testers. There's Black Hat that do the. Oh, Black Hat penetration testers, which I don't see how is any. I don't see how that's any how's better. That
any
than
better
hackers.
Than a hacker? Yeah.
Yeah, we're penetrators now.
Yeah, how's that any better?
I don't know, but Black Hat is illegal activities. White Hat is the opposite. It's protecting. It's hackers that protect businesses from other hackers.
Okay.
So whatever, dude. You're a hacker. You're a hacker, dude. Don't fucking get mad because that movie from the 90s was sick. All right, you little fucks. So. Anyways, I can't get on, and I'm like, oh, fuck, I gotta have the internet, bro. I have to have it because it wasn't even for me. I was just going to watch fucking stupid-ass cable, which why even have cable anymore? But I'm just going to watch cable, Cartoon Network, and that was it. But my son has to have the Wi-Fi because if not, he fucking runs back and forth like a maniac screaming at the top of his lungs like a fucking foreigner in look at it. I don't know what the fuck he's doing, but he's crazy. What? Yeah, I don't know. He's like a fucking.
Why you gotta bring foreigners into it?
I don't know. He's like a fucking IRS accountant in Whole Foods. I don't know. I'm just trying to say something very random. What? Look at he's running back and forth. He's like a fucking agent provocateur in Farmer John's. So anyhow, he's running back and forth, screaming at the top of his lungs. I got to give him his tablet. That's the only time he shuts the fuck up. I give him his tablet. It's like giving him Valium or Xanax. Right. He just goes, shuts the fuck down, and then he's just in it, right? So I try to keep it away from him because I'm not trying to make him brain dead at such an early age. That's just the prime, ripe, young age of 4 years old, you know. And Nambla, don't even think about it, you fucking sick, dirty fuckers. But look, he needs to shut down. And I don't like him to do it all day long because he goes fucking brain dead and his eyes go crossed. I got to get him special glasses because one of his eyes will cross in.
Same he's staring thing with my nephew, dude. Thing. Yeah.
Yeah. So no Wi-Fi equals him crazy, you know?
Right.
No Wi-Fi equals homeless person standing at the drive-thru of In-N-Out. So.
asking for a pizza.
just asking for, you know, whatever. So I have to get it. So I call this little Korean lady up there. Shout out to the lady. Oh, okay. Look, you were a great person, Miss Korean lady who owns the Motel 6. But I have to say, zero stars on your hotel for not having Wi-Fi. If you would have had the Wi-Fi, and I'm giving her a shout out because as soon as she realized I was we were podcasters, she like fucking got so happy. She was like super fan club, went fangirl on us.
Nice.
Yeah, she was.
How old is she?
60 years old. She's like, I listen to podcasts all day long, every day. What's your podcast? I totally plugged our podcast. She's like, oh, wow. And, you know, I showed her, you know, I talked about what we talked about and all that. She's like, ah, yeah, I'm going to listen to you guys. That's awesome. She was really cool. She was kind of standoffish until I mentioned that. And then she went fangirl. So shout out to Miss, I couldn't pronounce your name if I knew it. But anyhow, she was totally fucking cool. And she was like, look, I can't help you. This is how it is. I finally got signed on to the fucking thing. And I tell you what, I was getting 1 kilobyte a second upload download. And for anyone who doesn't know that, that's 10 bits. That's like 10 bytes. It's nothing. It's nothing. I couldn't even download a text. It took me half an hour to download a happy face fucking emoji. So I'm like, you know what? This is not going to work. And I went and got a refund and I had to get up at fucking 9 o'clock at night and leave and go find another hotel. And guess what? There are no fucking rooms open in any hotel anywhere because of this COVID thing. Everyone is like quarantining from their family and all this bullshit. But anyways, I ended up finding one and it had internet. And that's all I got to say. Motel 6, get your act together. Upgrade your fucking internet. And if you're like up in the fucking H&R at corporate for Motel 6, dude, you guys got to send people out to monitor your franchises, dude. You can't just have some fucking random person just running a fucking drug hotel and calling it a Motel 6. Unless you guys have actually fallen that far. And if you have, I'll pray for you.
Well, another thing about Motel 6 is now, you know, because everybody is like fucking super Nazis about smoking cigarettes nowadays. And that's not just Motel 6, but all motels. And it's just weird because like they'll charge you like $250, dude, if they find out you were smoking in the room. But you can literally fucking come on everything in that room. Like literally, you can come on everything. And no, yeah, yeah, we don't care. Come on everything. Come on anything you want. But smoke a cigarette.
The remote,
and no,
the fucking coffee pot.
TV, you can come inside the coffee pot. Dude, nobody cares. Dude,
and, no one cares.
No, nobody cares. You know what I mean? Come all over the pillows.
I don't smoke, but I could see how this would be annoying for when I did smoke.
Right.
I don't mind stepping outside. But honestly, when I quit smoking, I don't even like going into a room that someone has smoked in heavily. It's kind of gnarly now, dude, and it's lame to say, and I don't like to say it, but because it's like I smoke for so long, but once you stop, you really smell it everywhere, dude, and it sucks. Oh. It's not a good smell. I know, I really do, but it's not a good smell.
I'm a smoker. I'm a smoker, and I don't think it's a good smell. I'm a smoker, and I don't like it. But
yeah, but it's even still worse change the fact when you don't smoke.
Well, yeah, sometimes I get in my car, dude, and I'm like, fuck.
It takes what could have been a nice smelling vehicle and ruins it forever.
Yeah.
Not just temporarily forever. I can go on that 30 years from now and go, oh yeah, whoever owned this 30 years ago was a smoker.
Yeah.
Well, I know. I think you need to quit, bro, but I'm not telling you how to live your life.
I do. Like I think you're about getting all to that age. My lungs hurt sometimes, dude.
Yeah. You're getting to that age where, I mean, no one should smoke at any time in their life. If you can avoid it. But once you start getting up into our age, which is, you know, almost middle age, which I hate to say, is it's about time to quit, bro, because you don't want to be sitting there with emphysema and dying of lung cancer in your mid-50s, bro.
Who says?
That's not very far from, oh, well, maybe you do. I don't know how you fucking want to live your life, you fucking weirdo.
Who said? Why wouldn't I want to die of fucking lung
That's cancer? Trust me, in 15 years, you're going to want to be doing... That's just... In 15 years is when we're going to have, like, just buku bucks rolling in and finally be able to just do whatever we want. And here you are dying, like, as soon as you get slowly. It together.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, honestly, we probably deserve some fucking end like that. It's fine. As soon as we get our shit together, that will be it.
I mean... I posted something like that the other day. I was like, fuck, if the end of the world happens now, like this year, right before I fucking have like all my shit together, all my ducks in a row, I'm getting all my shit together, and then the apocalypse happens, I'm gonna be fucking pissed.
Fucking pissed. It's like I should have just stayed fucking strong. Should have
stayed a fucking scumbag piece of shit.
Yeah, I know. I think about that all the time. I'm like, you know what? I feel like it's all just going to come crashing down as soon as I get my shit together. And it's going to be the story. Like, man, it's so sad. It's so sad. Josh got all his shit together finally and fucking died. You know, and then it's like, oh, well, at least he died sober. You know what? Fuck that sentiment, bro. I want to do shit, man. I want to travel. I want to hit some cruises up, bro. I want to go fucking Alaskan crab, king crab fishing. No, I'll probably never want to do that, but I want to do stuff. I don't fucking know, man.
That fucking job is gnarly, dude.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to do it. Not even. I wouldn't mind doing the Bering. I wouldn't mind doing the Bering Strait golden.
The gold fucking rush up there.
Yeah, with the fucking scuba gear and the fucking the pump that just sucks up rocks, dude. Them dudes pull off giant nuggets out of that fucking thing, bro. And they say it's like super dangerous to do, but I watch it.
Have you watched that show? Have you seen the one where the fucking exhaust, the exhaust started fucking pumping into their oxygen? It was gnarly, dude. And like, you know,
he just fucking just passed the motherfucker out came under out of the ice.
The motherfucker came out of the water, right? With the fucking, with the whole suit on, with the fucking helmet and shit, and fucking literally like fucking exhaust was like pumping out of his fucking helmet. And like, he had a. I feel it off.
These dudes, every time I watch these dudes, it's not like they have like bomb ass, like state of the art equipment they go out there with. It's like they put this shit together in their tool shed and jam it out there.
They got like a fucking lawnmower fucking
engine.
Yeah, a lawnmower that fucking they adapted to fucking put hoses on the motherfucker.
This is why it's so dangerous. Not because it's a dangerous thing to do. It's because your equipment is fucking handmade. There's fucking the trash bags for scuba suits, bro, with a little tube running in. You got your buddy up there just blowing air manually through a hose.
A big ass straw.
Like the fucking cartoons. Like a reed from the fucking the shoreline. Yeah, that doesn't work, man. I would want to, anytime I'm going underwater with some shit like that, I want to be fucking prepared, bro. I want to make sure all my gear is golden.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's probably cold. So that's really all I had to complain about.
Well, you know what? I'm fucking okay for me, dude. I'm calling for somebody's job, bro. I'm calling for somebody's fucking job.
Like, do you want to take their job or you want to?
They need to be fired. They need to be fired.
Oh, you're going to pull a Karen. Let's hear this.
No. All right. So, all right. Whoever names these hurricanes. Okay. So, if you haven't been watching the news lately, we had two hurricanes, like back to back, right?
Off the coast of California, right? Or is this over in Florida?
California, dude. We've never had a hurricane off of California.
Bro, I've seen two. Oh, you know what? Those were monsoons. Two monsoons next to each other off California. That's why we had that weird rain here 2 weeks ago.
All right. So we had two hurricanes, bro, back to back, right? Like they were both forming at the same fucking time, right?
Well, 2020, baby.
The first one that came in, I guess it died down from. Well, anyways, they named it Marco, bro. They named it Marco. And for whoever's naming these things, for you not to name that second one Polo. You dropped the ball. I mean, come on, dude.
What did they name it, bro?
Laura. So
get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. You had a once in a lifetime fucking chance, dude, of two hurricanes.
Well,
back
don't
to
they
back.
Always name these hurricanes? I mean, after females.
No, I think it goes back and forth or something like that.
I thought they always named them after females. So I was actually surprised to hear the word.
Well, the first Marco. One was Marco.
They should have a real basic one. Like, here's fucking Hurricane Dave. Or Hurricane Ted, you know, Hurricane Linda,
Hurricane Gene,
just something. I don't know. They have to get all. Yeah. Why wouldn't you name it Polo? That was like the. Yeah, you're
I mean,
right.
The first one was already Marco. I mean, come on. Oh my the first God. One's already Marco, dude. For you not to name the second one Polo. I mean, come on. Get your fucking shit together over there.
Well, you know what? Unless they were just clever enough, and maybe I'm giving them too much credit for this. Maybe they were just clever enough to go, you know what? If we don't name the second one Polo, it's really going to piss some people off. And then they did what they did.
Oh, right.
Hurricane Marco and Ted. It's like, wait, what? You know, like, what the fuck?
I don't know.
That would have been perfect to do Marco Polo, bro.
Right, right.
Idiot.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But
when are they ever going to have another chance to do that?
Right, that's what I'm saying. It was back-to-back, two hurricanes at the same time. Like, I mean, like, come on. Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, I'm very disappointed. You know what? Because these, usually the people in this, what is this fucking field? It's not geology. What is the field where they do all the weather?
Anyways, they're scientists.
Let me just say, they're scientists who name this shit, and they're usually pretty clever about their names, and they do like little inside jokes and shit like that. And they usually have a sense of humor about these things when they name these fucking things. Yeah. And I'm disappointed that they didn't do Marco Polo. That would have been fucking perfect. But maybe they didn't think it was the time to be clever for a thing that could possibly, you know, displace tens of thousands of people and
kill them. This isn't the right time to fucking joke. Yeah, like six people died or something.
Yeah. Here comes Marco Polo. Fuck, a little kid's game just kills everyone on the Eastern Seaboard. Fuck.
Maybe we shouldn't have made that joke.
Yeah, that's not so funny anymore. It was funny when it was off the coast, but now it's kind of wreaking havoc.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, okay, so we have that. We already talked about this, but get prepared, guys. Is tomorrow the 1st?
Yeah. August.
Tomorrow we're having an asteroid do a flyby.
I think it's the 31st tomorrow. 30 days, had September, April, June, and November. Yes, August has 31.
Okay, so you guys got one day. If you guys listen to this today, the day of publishing, which will be 8/31, 9/1, September 1st, 2020, we'll have a flyby of an asteroid. So keep your eyes open for that. I don't know where it's going to be. It should miss us by 40,000 miles. However, the day before election, we will be having another close one, not as close as this one that missed us by 1800 miles last week or the week before that we didn't even see coming. But that is like blows my mind how close that was. That should have entered the atmosphere, honestly.
Yeah.
Nothing to worry about necessarily unless this thing lands on your house. This should be the size of a
truck or something.
Yeah, it's like the size of a horse from what I hear, and that'll probably just disintegrate upon entering our atmosphere. I don't know how big this one's going to be on September 1st. Right. I heard maybe something like that size. As long as it doesn't land in my area, I should be all right. These things have a hard time hitting the ground at their size.
Especially when it's that small, like it usually burns up. And, you know, earlier I don't know when you said it, but you were talking about McDonald's. Did you hear about the lady that kept a McDonald's fucking Happy Meal and fries, or I don't know if it was a Happy Meal, but it was a McDonald's burger and fries inside of a fucking shoebox in her closet for like 28 years or something like that.
Nice.
Yeah, so she busted it out. You can get pictures of it, but like none of it has mold on it. Like, dude, like
get the fuck out of here.
I swear to God, like it looks like it's all like petrified. Like it didn't break down at all, dude. It's like 27 years too, and dude, it's like it looks like it, you know, it's hot and ready. Like
it looks like
you could eat it right there, like for real.
How would they know? How we know this isn't just some hoax? How do we know that's that old?
She had the bag, like the bag, and the bag had like the fucking.
Bro, I can get an old ass bag and throw some shit in it.
Yeah, you can get an old ass McDonald's bag. Where are you going to get a fucking 27-year-old?
I bet you can go on eBay and find fucking antique Happy Meal boxes.
I don't know, dude.
It'd be a weird thing to do. Like, if you came up with that idea, you need to find something better to do with your life. But that's pretty good. Yeah.
Well, that's not a very good idea. That's the thing.
Well,
too.
If it went viral and made news, obviously it was pretty. It was good enough.
Yeah, true. But you know,
it's pretty impressive. I would like to actually see it, though.
It's just hard. It's like rock hard, but it's,
I believe it
looks the same.
I believe it. I believe that in 27 years, McDonald's food would look exactly the same for how much shit they put in that shit.
Yeah.
I mean, the fries are salted beyond fucking God, so I could see them preserving and mummifying just nicely.
Yeah, but the patty and everything.
Yeah, that's fucking nuts.
No, nothing. No mold on the bun or nothing.
The mayonnaise had to have just gone fucking rancid, bro. I feel like the mayonnaise would have went rancid, and
it doesn't
like
have. Just, it has ketchup and like.
Oh, mustard, huh?
Yeah.
Oh wow. Wowzers, that's pretty fucking cool. Okay, so in L.A. County, all the rioters that got popped during the beginning of these riots, fucking 90-something days ago at this point, I would say, they're deciding not to prosecute these people who broke into fucking businesses like Gucci and the fucking Van store and you name them. All these businesses down in L.A. and Malibu and, oh, wait, it wasn't Malibu, Venice? Ventura. I forget where the fuck it was at. All them rioters that came down there and just fucking, you know, set that city on fire and broke into all these businesses. They're not going to prosecute them if they can determine that the criminals needed this stuff. This is the...
To be honest with you, all the stuff taken like Gucci and shit like that, nobody needs that shit. Like, you don't...
Nobody. Not one person in the world actually needs that stuff.
It's not like they fucking broke in and, you know, like, oh, like, nobody needs that shit.
Well, what I'm saying, what is the determinant for this?
Between what, need so, and want? Yeah, what's between...
That is a very communist idea, is to ever according to their needs, you know?
Right,
like,
right.
So how do we determine this? So if these people make a certain amount of money a year and they're below the poverty line, then they're free to go.
Yeah.
So we're just given a free pass now to go steal shit?
Yeah.
Because what kind of precedence is this going to set?
That's what happens. It sets a precedence, and then they get away with it next time.
So now people are just going to be able to come steal whatever they want legally because they needed it. I remember a guy going to prison for life for stealing a pizza, bro.
Yep.
Do you remember
strikes,
that?
Three strikes, dude. He got struck out.
Struck out for stealing a pizza, bro. And this is food, dude. He wasn't going to go resell this thing for money and go buy drugs with it. He was going to eat it.
Yeah. I remember
that. So you guys need to let that fucking dude out before you guys do anything.
I remember another dude that fucking got struck out for a pack of cigarettes. Stole a carton.
Yep.
A carton.
I do remember that. Yeah. Remember that as well. So... Okay, so I just want to know how they're going to determine the needs. Just because they're broke and refuse to get fucking jobs and they're homeless, so they're allowed to go. Like,
no, what? I don't even think most of them. I don't even think we're fucking homeless. I think it was just like fucking people. You know.
Well, most of these people came from other cities, bro, just to come up. They're like, right. We're going looting. They all packed in cars.
Yeah.
I just want to know, like, what if you only have one job instead of two, if only one of the members of the family is working, or do you have to be homeless? I just want to know the criteria that determines, or does the person just got to say, oh, man, I needed it to feed my family, and that's good enough. All right, you're good to go. You can call this whatever it is, looooting, protesting. It's stealing, bro. It's burglary, breaking and entering, and stealing.
And if you fucking want to say it's something else, then you're fucking lying to yourself. And you're
this is why I'm mad about this, because you and I have done so much time much less.
Yeah, and that's what I was just about to say. And you're talking to a couple of fucking thieves. Ex-thieves.
Ex-thieves. Like, we are recovered and reformed. Yeah,
right. Like I used to fucking rob places blind. And fucking, I've done so much time over it. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, and we've done time for shit that we didn't even get away with, that we might have got away with. I did 2 years for stealing, like, the Lord of the Rings DVD when I was fucking 17 or something.
I did 2 years for stealing a five-pack of Bic lighters. But I also knocked out the manager of the Stater Brothers, too. But that was only because he wouldn't let me leave the store.
Yeah, well, they can't do that. They've learned their lesson from that. They don't get paid enough to stop people anymore. Right. 'Cause you're going to get fucked up. However, I guess if it's in the name of protesting, or if we can just go out there and whatever, I guess, I don't know. Yeah. I just see things like that, and I get kind of mad because I'm like, fuck, these are like little loopholes that I've just never heard of.
Yeah. Oh, how about the Miranda rights one? That's a little loophole that everybody's heard of, but that shit don't work. I've never been read my Miranda rights, not one fucking time. Whole life. No, I think I have been read them like twice. But other than that, dude, I've been arrested fucking countless times. And I think I've had my Miranda rights read twice.
Well, now they got body camera, but they're supposed to have body cam footage. So if you claimed it and they really didn't, and they didn't have body cam footage to back up that they read them, I think you would probably get some action at that now.
Yeah.
Well, I hope so. It's too late now. They never read me. They have definitely missed a couple times on me, but there's a few times when I was like waiting for them to read me my Miranda rights, and they sure the fuck did.
Yeah. Maybe it was just because, like, you know, super loaded and fucking just didn't
care.
Yeah. Didn't notice that they were actually reading me my Miranda rights.
Well, I'm just saying, okay, so if we can go from this crime, which is a crime to commit arson, to break into people's fucking businesses that they fucking invested a lot of time and money in. And I just don't see why it's okay to steal from some. I just don't see why it's okay to steal from people who are hardworking because other people refuse to do it.
Exactly.
And I guess that's okay. And you can blame it on the system. You can blame it on whatever you want. It's simply the individual's fault for not going out there and changing his life. Fucking period.
Right.
And take that from two people who were on that side of the mess for 25 plus years.
Right.
We were on that side of the mess, playing the fucking victim. Oh, poor us. Poor me. Our life is so fucked up. We're never going to get ahead. We're felons. We're, you know, people should just legalize drugs and quit arresting us and all that shit. And it wasn't until we took responsibility for our life that our life fucking changed and we recovered.
Right.
So, but where does it end? If I go murder someone, can I go, oh, well, I needed to. There was a need there, you know. I needed to care. Or maybe I can go rape someone, and I would never, ever do this. But can I say I needed to?
Well, that's the same thing. You know, a year ago, we called out fucking where does it end on the fucking whole sexuality and trans shit. And then now today, they're fucking trying to make pedophilia a fucking sexual orientation. So, you know.
And what's the next one after that?
It doesn't.
We're going to call it right now. If they do make that fucking orientation, which would not go well for anybody. No one's going to allow that to fly.
Dude, they've already done it in some countries, bro.
Well, okay, I do understand that. And I think their mental disabilities in some countries, which this is your orientation, but this is a mental disability. I don't know if it's just flat out okay to do it. Like, you're into kids? That's cool. Whatever. You still want to come over and barbecue? No, that's no one's going to stand for that, bro. I don't know. If you want to orientate yourself this way, then you better do like and wear some type of sign or something.
Yeah, right.
I want to know if you're orientated that way. That's for sure. Because I don't want you around my fucking children, period. But what's next after that? The humans are going to be off the map after that, because that's pretty much the last bastion of orientation that's not been untouched. So next is bestiality, right? Where that's an orientation.
Well, and from what I hear, it's only a misdemeanor. So
what?
Bestiality.
Yeah. Air quotes from what he hears on air quote. I feel like he knows this specifically and in depth, the laws to this little area. In the small penal code section, that there is a penal code section for this. And it's not because when they made up these laws, they were like, oh, we got to throw that in there. No, they didn't have them initially until people were just out there fucking sheep.
Fucking
and then they're like, oh, well.
Well, somebody's fucking my sheep. So, we should make a law against that.
Paul keeps coming over here and fucking my cow. Well, we're going to have to put something in our little Articles of Confederation, Bob.
All right. I don't know if you, this is a couple years old, and I don't know if you've heard about it yet. I just came across it the other day, and it's fucking ridiculous. All right. So, it's called Save Rape. I guess there's a hashtag out there, Save Rape. All right.
Save Rape? Like Saving Private Ryan?
Yes. S-A-V-E. Save Rape. Okay. Save Rape. Okay. So, hashtag this, go ahead and look it up. But this girl, right? This chick, she was standing on something above a lake, and she jumped into the lake. She smacked her head on the way down, right? Got knocked unconscious, was under the water, drowning, and some fucking bystander, fucking good, listen, some bystander, good Samaritan, dove into the water after her, fucking pulled her out of the water, gave her fucking mouth to mouth and chest compressions.
No,
and brought her back. Now, saved her life. Saved her life. Now she in turn is trying to sue this guy and trying to make him do time because she didn't give her consent for him. And this is what she says, for him, a 40 something year old, hairy, gross old man. She didn't give her consent for him to dive in the water to grope her while she was underwater unconscious
and save her life.
And didn't give her consent for him to push
he
on her.
He could have been charged for this, man.
Push or on her chest and feel her fucking tits and give her mouth to mouth. Put his fucking gross old mouth on her mouth.
Yeah, because that's what he was worried about when he was saving her life.
Yeah. So
Who knows? He might have been. Fuck, I don't know. But he still saved her life, right?
I'm just saying it like if that was me. All right, now I'm just gonna let everybody know right now. If I, and thank God I don't know CPR, so that way it can't be me. So, if somebody was drowning and I dove into the water and I saved their life and I fucking brought them out, brought them back, and I saved their life, and then in turn, fucking they want to sue me and I go to prison for it. Trust and believe. When I get out of prison, I'm gonna find you and I'm gonna fucking drown your fucking ass.
Hell yeah, I'm going to put you right back to where I should have left you.
Yeah, I'm going to fucking drown your ass. And then I'll go back to prison for something that I actually did, you know?
This might have happened, but there's no way this can be, there's no way this guy got in trouble for this.
I don't know.
There's no way. I could see it being a story and seeing this fucking stupid piece of shit chick who had her life saved, by the way, because she's a fucking moron and can't do a simple cliff dive or whatever the fuck she did.
Right.
And he saves her fucking life. And then she wants to, nah, bro, that's fucking some dirty, scandalous ass. You're a fucking piece of shit. And whoever raised you, fuck them too for fucking teaching you some bullshit.
That was another thing she was saying. She was like, and my dad is rich and he's going to get the best lawyer and rah, 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 rah. Like, fuck it. Fuck you and your whole family.
This couldn't stand because lifeguards wouldn't have a job. You know, every time someone drowns in the ocean, someone would be fucking suing a lifeguard for giving them CPR.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here. Okay, this might have been a story or whatever, but there's no way any fucking judge is going to be like, dude, lady, he saved your life. You should be fucking
thankful. Yeah.
Yeah.
You should suck his dick.
You should be sucking this dude off.
Yeah. Actually, you know what? I'm going to order you to suck this man's dick.
Yeah. You're going to have to suck this dude off and tickle
his gavel. Sound of a gavel.
You're a fucking turd, dude. You're a turd. And maybe, you know what? Maybe she just hated men and whatever. And maybe this dude was gross, old, and fat.
Who cares? But maybe she was just fishing for attention, I think is what it is.
Yeah, or she was fucking in this hardcore fucking feminist movement where they're like, I can't believe you let that.
Yeah, she's probably in.
Do that to you.
She probably in college and fucking took her first fucking feminist.
Bro, you can't even. Some of these left-wing feminists or the hardcore ones, like, you can't even stand like within 3 feet of them where it's considered rape.
Right. All sex is rape. All sex is rape.
Fuck. They're already two where speech is becoming rape, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you ain't going to be able to say nothing. You ain't even going to be able to look at a chick. You're going to have to walk down the street with your blinders on, and when you see a chick, you won't be able to look at her. You'll have to ask her, is it okay if I talk to you real quick? And then she's going to have to give her consent, and then you're going to have to try. Good luck trying to fucking throw a smooth-ass pickup line that way, buddy.
Have you ever tried to ask for who was that stand-up comedian that fucking was talking about that? Like, do you know how weird it would be if you ask for consent? Like, say you're making out with a chick, and then you go to fucking...
Touch your shoulder. Can I touch your shoulder? Yeah. Cool. Can I fucking rub your back? Cool. Can I rub your hair? Can I kiss you on the lips? Cool. Can I kiss you on the neck? It just, when does it stop?
Yeah, right.
How weird would that be?
How weird would that be? How many women? On a serious note, hit us up at ROTFL.
podcast@gmail.com.
Right. And as a woman, any woman out there listening, you know, would you like it that if every move a dude made on you was ask for consent first?
Yeah, look it, and look it. When's if you're like, okay, I'm gonna stick it in. Okay, consent. One pump. All right, I pumped once. Can I pump again? Yes. Boom. Pump again. Boom. And then you get into it, but the ninth pump, you don't ask, and it's rape.
Yeah.
No, you didn't ask me for that ninth pump. Now you're going to jail, you piece of shit. Come on, fucking people. Yeah. You see how this is a slippery slope to fucking nowhere town?
Right. Look, everything's rapists, getting weird as
all
fuck.
All rapists and pedophiles should be murdered off the face of the earth, and there should be no fucking repercussions for killing sex offenders.
Agreed.
There should be no fucking repercussions. And if you're a piece of shit that takes advantage of people weaker than you, you're a fucking piece of shit. But if you take advantage of someone else because you were too drunk or you got drunk and decided to get frivolous and then woke up and regretted it and then turned it on a guy or a female or whoever you did it, I don't care who you are. If you know who you are, if you're taking advantage of a situation, if there's a little voice in your head going, this person doesn't deserve what I'm doing to him, and you do it anyways, and this goes for anything, I don't care what it is.
Right.
You're a fucking piece of shit.
Piece of shit.
All right. Well, that's all we got for today. I hope
that's
you guys
it. No, I got more shit. I got more shit, man.
Well, I got to call it. I got to go.
All right.
This is it. We'll save it. Look at
it. It's a wrap.
Hit us up www.rotflpodcast.com. Become a member. Check out our blog. We're fucking doing shit. Go ahead and send us an email at hit us up at fucking rotflpodcast@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter at rotflpodcast. And Instagram.
We don't have a Twitter anymore.
Yeah, I do have a Twitter, bro. Get your fucking ass out of your head.
I thought we got banned.
No, bro, we did get banned, but I make new ones every week. All right, I love you guys, man. Keep it up. Fucking return. You know what the deal is. See you next week.
Thanks.